Morning. I don't know if you can hear it. We have a lovely rain going on this morning. Blessings. Our theme for today is All is Illusion Part 2, The Trap of Concepts and Beliefs. So follow that breath in and follow the breath out. Now, while mind might tempt you with something is happening or I am breathing, just be still. Nothing is happening. Be still in the silence. Leave everything for these moments. And again, while mind might tempt you to believe, I am leaving everything now. Be still. Nothing is happening. You are that peace and that stillness of nothingness. Nothing is happening. And nothing is happening where you are not the doer. Make no effort to make change. Do not try to have changes take place in your experience. What does take place will be what takes place, but you are not the doer of it. There is nothing to create. There is no place for you to be. All is complete. Everything already is. So rest in that silence. Follow that breath in and follow the breath out. Rest is what you are. Every concept, every belief system are not real. They are not reality. They cannot and do not portray truth nor reality. So this too is a story, divine one. So rest back and listen. So let's rest back and take up this word, success, just for an example. And the word success, I am sure, Each one has some opinion, some idea, some belief as to what success means. But the thing is that you will see that each one has some different meaning for just this one word that we're using for an example. Now, there are many in the world that hold that success means having everything they want, or having lots and lots of money. So with this belief, they go, they work hard, they attain their money, or even do some dastardly deeds to obtain what they think will bring them success, all of this money. They will be successful. So this is a belief that is maintained. Now, some may hold that their opinion or their idea of what success really means is to overcome some sort of disaster or chaos, some challenge that they are having in their life, and that if overcoming it, then they would have this feeling they would be successful. This is their idea, their concept of what success would mean. And yet even overcoming is also a concept. Having a life of your own is also a concept. It is part of a belief system. And some will be believing that success is finding the presence they are seeking, finding the self, having an awakening, becoming enlightened, and the list goes on. So we all hold different concepts about just this one word that we're using as an example. Probably everyone here has a different idea of what success means to them. But if you take, let's just take this word we're working with. If you take the concept that you hold about the word success, and you look at it under the microscope, so to say, if you look at it closely and clearly, you're going to find there is no true meaning for the word success. There is no definable, one-pointed, absolute meaning for just this one word we're using. And in seeing clearly, in seeing this, that the belief that may be held as the substratum for this word is not real. It is not reality. It is the illusion that we use in our belief systems, trying to make sense of perhaps our surroundings and to make sense out of this something we call world. Now again, we're only using this one word. You can take any word, and I encourage you to, in your practice. Why is our concept, why is our belief about what success truly is not reality? Because that which is real is immutable. Here is an opinion about it. There is a concept about it. He holds a different belief about it. It has no presence to it. It's just a word. So as our beliefs and concepts change about anything, that which is changing is not reality. So our opinions, our concepts and beliefs cannot be reality, for reality is unchangeable. So simply put, that which changes cannot be real. So then, what does this one word really mean? It doesn't really mean anything. Used perhaps as a conveyance of opinions and concepts. Used as a word in conversation in an attempt to explain something. But in and of itself, it doesn't mean anything. And you will quickly find, as you take up this practice, that no word that you take up with to really look at it fine-tunedly has any meaning at all. Now, that's not to say that we don't use words in our conversations, that we don't use words in our writing. This is, in this realm, our means of outer communication. But the thing that we're speaking of today is being trapped in the illusion that the concept that we hold of them is not reality. It's not real. So again, we could take up the word overcoming. Nothing has ever been in creation that required overcoming. And yet we use this term. Some, as teachers, use it to point the way of letting go, because the only thing that holds on to this belief is the non-existent you. The idea, again, the concept, the belief you are holding about who you are is the one that is holding or being held in the trap of concepts and belief systems. So again, that which is real is immutable. And again, as you make a practice of this, maybe for a day or two, you can look back at something where an opinion was held or a concept of that or even a deep felt, deep-hearted belief in it was held, but that has loosened and it's changing. So another concept that I often hear, or a belief, I hear often, I am not as far along as you are. Where you have perceived that there is someone ahead of you on their spiritual journey, and you're just not as advanced as they are, not yet. I hear that often. Or, I'm just not far enough along. I have a ways to go. It is as if the non-existent you in its story is trying to make sense of the feeling of separation. For as long as that feeling comes attached to a belief, just so long you're going to continue to hold on to, I'm not there yet. I have more understanding to get. I need to read more, meditate more, whatever comes up in that belief system that is being held about not being there yet. Wherever there yet is, I don't know if you've questioned that part, but wherever you are conceiving where there is, it is part of this belief system. And as we're seeing, if it's changeable, it's not real. So, and then to right behind that seems to come, I still feel separate. I still feel that separation from the absolute or from myself or from God because I don't yet understand. So all in this bundle of belief system of not being there yet, all of these different ideas and subjects are included in this particular belief system. But there isn't anything for you to understand. You are not the person. You may be thinking that you are, or you had been thinking that you were. You are what is. You are that presence. You are what you are seeking. But the belief system of seeking is now in your way. The belief system of seeking can create that illusory barrier. And I say illusory because it is not there. Again, the idea, the belief, I still feel separate. Question that. What is a feeling of separation? How can a feeling have a power to suppress what you are? That belief system is the bearer of the suffering that seems to be experienced. If you take the word suffering deep enough, you'll find that too. Really believe a concept. Because the non-existent you that holds that belief system will never understand. The non-existent you, the belief about being a separate person, seeking, being born, going through all the past experience, that brings the suffering, because that illusion, that idea that holds to that concept will never understand what it truly is. Because, again, what is cannot be known with mind. And the non-existent you is all about mind. Thoughts, ideas, feelings, concepts, beliefs. This makes up the illusory persona of something that has no existence. So what is cannot be known with mind. This is why you hear be still so often. And that is why even the seeking belief is but another illusory concept as well. There's nothing for you to seek. It is as if you are holding the diamond in the left hand. You have it closed over, and then you go, well, where is that diamond? Where is it? I can't find that diamond. I'll have to go seek where that diamond is. I wonder how far away it is, how many paths I'll have to travel to find it. And it's right here all the time. It's never not been there. You have to go seeking that diamond. But you have to pray and meditate and read and study and listen for 30 years to find this diamond. No. No, you didn't. When all of that seeking came to an end, so to speak, because it never has a beginning, an illusion doesn't really have an existence. It was right. Oh, it's been here all the time. All I had to do was look. Or open my hand to it. Open my heart to it. And even that, I don't want to give you more concepts. It is spoken that if you can name it, it is not the Tao. If the five senses are involved, you know it's not reality. It is not God. If you say there is a God, that is a concept. And if you say there is no God, that too is a concept. To see through these concepts and belief systems is this. Just open that hand. If you say God is all, it is a concept. If you say God is this, it is a concept. If you say God is that, it is a concept. What is cannot be named, cannot be described. So you can see quite quickly how you can be entrapped in the belief system in your concepts. Cannot describe or hold in your mind that which is beyond description. You are not a thought. So it may just be an attempt to have something be true that is not real. Sometimes because it will help us to feel better. Like when we do run to the ideas of God is this and God is that, in that attempt to elevate ourselves or feel better about something or to abate this feeling, a feeling of fear. That is all concept. You are not a concept. And even when the feeling of feeling better fades, that too is just another belief. What is real cannot fade. So there is no understanding that which is not understandable. Because it involves the mind, you are beyond that. And there is no knowing that which is unknowable. The non-existent you desires to have more knowledge, seeks to have more understanding, holding to the concept or the belief that if I have more information and more knowledge, then I will realize what I am. Do not be trapped by that belief. Do not be caught in that concept. For enlightenment, awakening, being the self, all is a concept. All is that delusion. So be still in the undifferentiated reality. That is what is, that's all that is. Let us pray. Beloved, that which is not understandable. That which is unknowable. That which is never this or that. That which is absolutely free of all concepts and beliefs. I am is, and it is all that is. And you are that.